Hi, I am Henry Ringa, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to Planting a Microchurch through a local church or soul center. Before we begin, I want to be transparent. This is my synthesia video. I am using this format to make the training clear, consistent, and accessible for Christian leaders around the world. Some of you are volunteers, part-time ministers, local church leaders, soul center builders, or believers serving where trained leaders, buildings, money, or internet access may be limited. This format helps the teaching travel farther, but it does not replace personal ministry. It supports it. The goal of this course is simple: to help you move from spiritual burden to faithful microchurch planting. A microchurch may become a house church, neighborhood church, table church, workplace gathering, village fellowship, digital fellowship, daughter church from a local congregation, or registered soul center expression. The setting may be small, but the calling is not small. Around the world, Christianity often spreads through ordinary believers who open homes, welcome neighbors, pray, share scripture, explain the gospel, disciple new believers, and raise up future leaders. We pray for revival, not as hype, but as renewed love for Christ, repentance, obedience, prayer, and courageous witness. We also remember that people are embodied souls. They bring family stories, wounds, hopes, cultures, fears, and practical needs into every gathering. A microchurch is not just an idea. It is ministry among real people in real places. But good intentions are not enough. A microchurch is not merely a casual meeting. It needs biblical grounding, healthy oversight, role clarity, safety, mentorship, and accountability. If it is connected to a local church, it should honor that church's blessing and order. If it becomes a soul center expression, it needs registration awareness, ministry purpose, and properly trained, endorsed, credentialed, or ordained leadership where required. As you work through this course, do more than watch videos. Read carefully. Take notes. Talk with a mentor, pastor, elder, or soul center leader. Ask, who am I called to serve? What kind of gathering is this? Who oversees it? What training do I need? How will we make disciples and multiply leaders? By the end, you will build a microchurch launch portfolio and a 90-day field plan. May God use this course to help you plant with humility, clarity, courage, and faith. Small gatherings, faithfully led, can become powerful places of gospel renewal,